With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey y'all, happy Monday.
Happy Monday. This is Courtney.
I'm Joy Marie, and this is Job Lux.
Minisode edition.
Yes, these are our short, sweet episodes to tide you over till we have our full-fledged conversation. Although lately we've been giving y'all some good minisode content.
Yeah.
We've been trying. But you know, it's summer, it's August, people are checked out, they're on vacation. So I've been thinking a lot. Vacation season is upon us. And reflecting on kind of the renewed energy that we talked about earlier after Essence Fest in Chicago, and I was in D.C. and some other things. And I realized that both Essence Fest and Podcast Movement in Chicago, Essence Fest in New Orleans, Podcast Movement in Chicago, were kind of like, they weren't really fully vacation, but they weren't work either. They were like a happy medium between the two that I really enjoyed.
Okay.
So at Essence Fest, there was the Empowerment Series, a full day of thought leadership. There were financial literacy workshops and performances and things like that. So it was like, and in the evening, there were performances. So it was a nice mix of like knowledge and learning and kind of being around all of this information, but then also relaxation. Same in Chicago when I went down for Podcast Movement. I did facilitate the panel, but then also caught some time out to catch Maya Elias, who was doing a product planning workshop.
Mm-hmm.
Also went to my girl Tanya from MyFab Finance. She had like a financial literacy workshop. So mixing like a little bit of learning with the leisure. And, you know, I've been thinking about just this idea of the retreat, the professional retreat, right? So I know a lot of major corporations will do this where they'll take a couple days out of the year, send teams or groups out wherever, wilderness or whatever, do some team building activities, you know, get people to really get to know each other and then come back to the office with the purpose of just rejuvenating, but also creating a space of innovation, creativity, and learning. What if more of us started to do more like friendship retreats? So grab a couple girlfriends or guy friends from your winning circle, people who you know on a personal level, but also admire in a professional capacity.
Yeah.
And take some time to go away. It doesn't have to be anywhere really far. It could be like a weekend,
weekend
out
trip
in the wilderness, or, you know, maybe an Airbnb situation where you kind of just kind of come together with a few team building activities, get to know each other with a few leisure activities, but also are like kind of learning and growing together.
Yeah.
Or alternatively, going to conferences or finding friends that you can go to conferences with where their educational component is there, but then also you guys can do some like downtime dinners or activities, things like that. I really love the idea of this like professional retreat.
Yeah, and it's about kind of taking your development in your own hands.
Yes.
Not waiting. And we can, like, some of these work retreats aren't.
I know, right?
Can be a little lacking in benefits. So I agree. Like, what do you need? What do your friends need? Like, and coming together to get that for yourselves.
Yeah, and always with a goal in mind. So, like, connecting with like-minded and maybe even people who have differences in opinions or backgrounds or industries, but people that are similarly ambitious and kind of doing well in their spaces. And, you know, maybe borrowing some of what the company retreat model is, but creating your own based on whatever your goals are. So if it's about just getting to know other great professionals more intimately and spending time with them, you could do that. If it's about like actually delving into some knowledge or a content track or topic, you could do that as well. Maybe if you're more in academia, you could do like a fun little weekend retreat where you guys dissect, like, think about like a book club away or something where you dissect something, but it's like away and you have time in a cabin to just really go through a novel or something.
Oh, or I just had an idea, like having your own little think tank weekend. So if everyone brings ideas that they have or like conundrums that they're dealing with, and then their group can kind of workshop like how to work through
together.
Yeah.
I love that. That's great. One of my good coworkers, Jen, actually did something at her apartment. She called it Side by Side. Mm-hmm. And she made some chili and invited a small group of us over, and everyone brought their side projects and just worked together.
That's cool.
In the same space. Yes. So, you know, that's kind of my thought this week is like, I just proposed this idea of getting away with people that can kind of build you up, that you can learn alongside, look into, alternatively, there are other programs that you could do that are more structured, like remote year is an interesting option, where the idea is like a group of about 75 people travel the world for a year and work and live side by side.
Wow.
Work and travel and live side by side.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So there are things that extreme to everything, you know, ideas as little as just like our, you know, workshops side by side with people in your network. So let us know what you guys come up with.
Yeah, because you know what? Brunch is kind of getting late.
Brunch.
Chill place.
I mean, y'all could do brunch and then add this to the itinerary for the day. How about that?
I like that.
Good luck. Let us know what y'all come up with, or if you've ever done anything similar. I'd love to hear about it. I feel like this is like a good like business idea.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, somebody pin it. Give us some coin.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.